If we can't say it on the radio, we'll say it in a podcast. Unscripted, unpredictable, and on demand. The Pepper and Dylan After Show Show Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to it. You got the record button hit?
What do you think this is?
Welcome to it. It is Wednesday, April 9th.
How heavy is this thing we've got to pick up together?
No idea.
To help you move.
Zero idea.
Dylan, I hate lifting things.
I know, but I don't know.
Okay.
It's a chair.
I've got to follow Dylan to a baby furniture store.
Yes, please.
To buy a chair and put it in my truck and drive it to Dylan's house. Mm-hmm. Sounds like I'm going to be helping him. Might not have to help him put it in the truck because they might have lackeys there.
I hope so.
But on the way home, it's just you and I when we get to your place.
Yeah.
I bet you it's heavy.
If you want, I can call Ashton and he can
lift it. Am I going to debox it and set it up? And this is my whole day?
No. You can leave it right at the front door. Yeah, but I can then put it on a towel and push. You just get it in the front door. You've done your work for the
okay.
day.
All right.
Thank you
All
very
right.
much.
Fair enough. I will agree to help.
Yes. That's awesome.
So this is the Ask Us Anything podcast. I got one. People were so nice when we had to put our dog Biff down last week. People were so, so nice and like, you know, messaging condolences. And
opposed to what?
All of that.
Take that.
You're right. You're right. But it was just like, I think like dead pets. Robbie, you said it, right? Dying pets is just the key to Instagram virality.
Social media bread and butter.
Yes. And everybody was so, so very, very nice. And the one thing having gone through a dead pet is you can get away with anything for about 5 days.
From who?
From like
anyone in your life?
Forgetting to do something, doing that, like anything. You just put off anything, canceling meetings, anything you want. Just like, I'm sorry, it's been a crazy week.
Tax deadlines.
Yeah, and everyone's like, well, yeah, you could. You could call CRA and go, our dog died. They're like, all right, well, you know what? You keep that money.
Don't worry about it.
Terrible. But one of the messages we got out of the many was inquiring about, it sounds like you guys have a lot of pets, right? And love animals. And I think they were talking about the whole show and the pets that we've had in the past. And Dylan, even though you say you don't kind of understand pets and how people can be so connected to pets, you've had some pets in the past.
Well, we've had lots of pets growing up.
And like Robbie, you love animals. I don't know your pet history.
Well, we've had a few.
And I've had some strange
Robbie, you seem like
pets.
Someone who had a pet named Muffy. Did you have a Muffy?
Close.
Okay.
Close.
Some sort of scraggly dog?
Oh, my Murphy.
Murphy.
Wow.
Not bad.
You were close.
Murphy. And he had hypoglycemia.
What?
What did that mean?
He would have seizures all the time.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And my dad had to put him down. My mom, my parents are divorced. My mom had to call my dad to come.
Because he's fishing wildlife.
Fishing wildlife.
Oh. So he put him down fishing wildlife style?
Which is very humanely, but very no
matter of factly.
Yeah, just
not the same kind of compassion that you get when they put my dog down.
There we go, done with that. And move on with the day.
How old was the dog?
Old. No teeth.
Oh, geez.
Just, you know, and those big, clear, puffy eyes. Or, sorry, those big, cloudy, puffy
cataracts?
Eyes. Yeah. Couldn't see anything.
So was this dog your family dog before your parents separated?
No.
Okay.
So my dad couldn't care less about it. No offense
to
him.
Okay. It was your mom's dog.
Yes.
And your mom just called in a favor for your dad to put the dog down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And That's just one of them. He wasn't connected to the dog. It was no
Not
problem.
In any way.
All right.
Not in any way. But yeah, we had a whole bunch of pets growing up.
All right. Well, let's go. All right. Pet number one that you can remember as far back as you can remember.
I can remember Susan, the Susan the standard poodle.
Okay.
Now,
Susan is such an odd name for a pet.
I know you guys have said this before. That went to the farm, a farm.
Literally like or figuratively?
Farm? Actually, from what they tell us, it went to a farm because it was just too big. We had a cat named Suzuki. It ran away. A cat named Bob that died. Man, that was just on my
what
mom.
Weird names at the house.
Yeah. And then on my dad's side, we had Twizzle. He had Sammy.
That sounds like you named Twizzle.
My sister.
Really?
Named Twizzle.
Wow. Okay.
For black Twizzlers.
Mm-hmm.
And just a whole bunch of just little pets.
But cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs, yeah. And then Jack I had. Yeah, it's sad to go back and remember all these, actually.
Well, go ahead, Robbie.
My dad, he worked for Fish and Wildlife, right? So every now and again, he would just have random animals at home. Like one day I remember waking up and outside was a cage full of baby coyotes.
Right.
What?
There's like 12 baby coyotes in a cage.
Pretty darn cute, I bet.
And three of them had died overnight because they got smothered by the bigger coyotes on top of them.
What?
Yeah, it was just bizarre.
Using them as pillows?
Yeah.
Oh.
So there was always something to do with animals. Always.
Is that where your love for animals came from?
I think so.
Is just being surrounded by animals?
I was always just obsessed and enamored with them.
So. What else did your dad bring home?
There'd be like injured hawks and owls.
You had a hawk at your house?
number of them, yeah. I used to bring them home when I worked for Fish and Wildlife because I'd find them.
How often were you finding hawks?
Often, because I was aiding in the surveillance of I was aiding in the surveillance of West Nile virus.
Right, mm-hmm. Yes.
So what my job was to find, based on the reports from people, dead magpies, crows, and ravens.
Mm-hmm.
But they had to be like freshly dead.
Mm-hmm.
Not roadkill, because you knew that those died from a car running them over.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be like just one that looked like it fell out of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always old ladies like, oh, there's a bird and it's acting strange. So I'd have like a slow time. So I'd go out there.
Right.
And it was maybe like an injured seagull or something like a duck or something.
And then you'd bring them home like there wasn't somewhere you're supposed to take them?
Well, I'd try to put them down if I could. And I always hated it. But every now and again, I'd find like there was a hawk this one time that had just been electrocuted. And the lady didn't know, God love her, but I brought it home to try to rehabilitate it. But my dad is like, no, that thing's not, there's nothing you can do. It was electrocuted. And he would show me kind of the signs.
Mm.
Now, hold on, because we learned earlier this year, a correction here. If you're electrocuted, you're killed by electrocution.
Right.
It was shocked.
It was shocked. But it died later from the electric shock. So was it shocked? And then electrocuted?
Mm.
Or was it?
No.
Do you have to die instantly if you're electrocuted?
I think so.
Okay. So it was shocked and then you put it out of it, you ended it suffering.
I think it died because it just couldn't feed itself. So the shock didn't kill it, it just injured it really
bad. But the
bad.
Effects of the shock killed it.
Right.
That's not electrocution.
No. So electrocution is an immediate death from a shock.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
There was about three different, two hawks and an owl.
A hawk shock.
I tried to save. And I'd bring them to the rehab facilities against my dad's advice. He'd be like, no, you can't save this. It's too far gone. But I'd bring it to the rehab centers and they probably died there.
Right.
But I tried.
At least you gave it your best.
You know, there wasn't a single hawk at the rehab facility I went to.
No, that was different.
Not a single one. But a lot of those guys were flying high, though.
Oh, yes.
All right, so that's your batch.
Just the main ones. But we also had the birds and the hamsters that all got died. I can't remember those names.
How many of these did you have? Like, I had one hamster growing up. Really?
Dozens. Cats ate them. We had multiple birds.
Wait, your house cat would eat your hamster pet? Why did you let them play together?
Yes. Well, the hamsters would get out sometimes.
How?
Just somehow, my sister would forget to close the cage.
That's the problem.
Yep.
I would forget to close the cage. And yeah, in the night, the cat would get
it. How long do you look for a hamster when it escapes the cage?
Until you find it.
2 minutes?
No.
The hamster's gone. It's a hamster.
Yeah.
It's a furry mouse. That thing is gone. You're not finding that.
You wait till it turns up.
Yeah. I agree.
I don't know.
Hamster gets out. You do a quick one of these. Look from left.
No,
look to
the
right.
I don't know.
Either we'll
night.
See it or we won't see it.
Yeah, we had many of those, but they all got eaten. They all got got.
All right.
Yikes. Yeah.
So I've had several cats in my life.
Even before? Like when you were a kid?
Yeah,
cats?
I grew up with Fluff Cat.
Oh, what?
And then Mr. Jackson Cat.
What?
And
Mr.
Then
Jackson
then Snuff Cat.
What? You had so many.
Yeah. And then, and then Hiccup, the cat that Dylan bought my daughter.
You are welcome.
Yeah, I've told you this often. We were mad at you when you did it,
mm-hmm.
but she's the greatest thing ever, and we love her.
Gorgeous cat.
I've had just a handful of dogs. I've had like three dogs.
Hershey?
One dog was given to me because I worked at a gas station, and this truck pulled up, and the guys and while I was pumping the gas into the truck, a dog popped his head out of the back, and it was just a little pup, just a tiny little pup.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Hey, buddy," and scratching it, and he was, and he seemed like a stowaway because the guys in the truck weren't really aware of it. Like it somehow just got in the back of the truck,
mm.
And then the guy, I said, what a cute little guy here you've got here. And he said, well, you want it? Because we're just going to go and shoot it.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
no.
And I said, oh, yeah, of course. Well, don't. Yes, of course. So I took him and I brought him home only to realize, you know, probably 3 or 4 weeks later, that this pup was a coyote.
Oh,
a coyote? Geez. Coyote. Coyote. It was a coyote. Or at least crossed with a coyote.
Aren't old dogs?
It was insane. Like, it would bark and run and run and wild. And it was just like, it was the stress of all our lives. But I just felt for him. Mm-hmm. Until one day that my parents said they were going to take him to the farm. Because okay. My mom grew up on a farm and my uncle was on a farm. So they took him when I was gone. I didn't even get to say goodbye to him. I just came home and he was gone. And he went to a farm. I still to this day don't know if it was the farm or the farm.
Right. Yeah. You shouldn't know that information.
He would howl at the moon. The neighbors hated him. He was wild.
Well, yeah, it's a wild animal you brought in.
So ultimately, when they said, we're just going to shoot it, I should have said, just go, oh, cool.
Yeah. You guys do
felt
you.
Felt terrible. Felt terrible.
Holy.
My most unique pet was four ducks. I had four ducks as pets.
I'd beg to differ. You had a skinny pig.
Skinny
right,
pig.
You guys, I'm so mad at you.
What was
guys
it? Mega.
For that.
Mega
the skinny pig.
Yeah.
Mega.
It was a guinea pig that had no fur. Like,
it
you
looked
think,
like a hippo, and I loved it.
You think guinea pigs stink regularly? You get one without fur. Oh, that thing reeked. And you just get one day just gave it to me. Oh, you thought you were so funny.
It was yeah, awesome.
I got this cage with a skinny pig, and it would squeal at night.
I have a real thing for going into pet stores and buying animals.
Just for other people.
I don't
just
want
to give them the work.
Yeah.
Worse. And then, of course, I didn't want to do anything bad to it, so I had to go online and look for somebody, and then somehow I found somebody who collected skinny pigs, who was like a caregiver for skinny pigs.
Are you sure?
Not just guinea pigs, but hairless guinea pigs.
That's what I put if I was trying to feed my snake.
Well, I don't know. That's what they came and they finally took him, but that was a rough 4 weeks of having that damn thing.
What a gorgeous animal, though.
And the cage was, oh, it was the ugliest thing I've ever
seen. It looks like a hippo. It's like a miniature hippo.
It would jump like a donkey.
Oh, I love that thing.
God, it was dumb and smelly and noisy, and it was work to clean its pen. And of course, my daughter, who loves animals, was like, I promise I'll clean it.
Right.
And I wouldn't clean it one time.
Yeah, that was good. Okay, you had ducks.
Up skinny pigs.
I had four ducks,
so yeah.
And like we got them when they were little chicks, little furry yellow
this
chicks.
Is when you became a mama duck?
And they thought I was their mom, so they would follow me everywhere.
That's very cute.
Every time I'd walk in single file, like you'd see like on the roads, right?
Mm-hmm.
They would just follow me single file, and then they grew. But ducks grow fast.
And then are they mean?
Fast. No, they're not mean, but they're big and noisy, and they poop every 25 seconds,
mm-hmm.
like all the time.
Right.
So we had these four ducks that were too big for their, because when I first got them, they were in this little cage. And they
indoor
were cute and
ducks?
Cheap. No, they were they were in the garage first, and then, no, in the backyard.
Okay.
So, and then, but they needed a place to, what do ducks do, like swim?
Yeah.
So then we got like a big dinghy and we filled it with water and they would just swim. But then they got to the point where they were just so big that they were just like stuck in the dinghy.
Right.
And they were, as soon as the sun would come up, they're quacking.
Could they not leave at any point?
I didn't teach them to fly.
Right.
I couldn't do that.
Right.
I was a bad mom.
Yeah,
I couldn't teach them to fly. So the neighbors hated this. This is just on the heels of that dog that was a coyote, remember, right?
Yeah, what a mess.
So now we've got these ducks, and they're quacking and pooping and just flapping around. And finally, it was like, I don't know what my plan was. Like, I didn't know if like I was going to go away to college with these ducks. Like I really had I didn't have a long-term plan with how
tough.
I was going to care for these ducks.
Uh-huh.
And so finally we decided again to take them to the farm because the neighboring farm had a duck kind of pond and ducks
mm-hmm.
that would come and stay at the pond.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, that's a fair. I really love these ducks. I cared for them a great deal. And I thought, well, that's a fair compromise. I can go and visit the ducks, and because they would run right up to me when they saw me, because I was their mom,
right? Of course.
And like I had said, though, the one thing when they're out in kind of like farm country, rural farm country, there are predators.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I was unable to do that the other ducks could do, as I like I said, I couldn't teach them to fly. So when the coyotes came.
They came.
All the other ducks flew away.
Right.
But not my four ducks.
No.
A coyote ate well.
Feathers everywhere.
It was about 2 hours after we dropped them off.
Well, it was either that or they wouldn't be able to migrate and they'd freeze to death.
Yeah, I really don't know what I was thinking.
Not a good.
They grew so fast. They went from like the size of a tennis ball to giant ducks. Like, in 3 weeks, four weeks, they were huge.
That's nice, though.
And then I had a salamander, an aquarium salamander. So I had a little aquarium, which, again, I had the most work pets.
Right.
Yeah, I had those, too. We had frogs.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Get frogs.
So you'd have your aquarium, and it could only be 3/4 full of water, right? Mm-hmm. Because they needed to come up for air. So I had one that was, yeah, like there was a big few inches of space from the water line to the top of the aquarium. But this salamander figured out how to climb out the back. And he would do it every once in a while, and I'd catch him. I'd be like, hey, get back in there.
Right.
But he did it at night one night while I was sleeping. And every day I would have to check and make sure he didn't escape, and he didn't escape. And lo and behold, this one day he escaped. And my mom came into the room to wake me up to go to school, and she stepped on the salamander that was as dry as like a popsicle stick. He dried out in the middle of the night because he escaped from his aquarium.
Oh, no.
And so he was dead and stiff as a board, and he cracked like stepping on a cracker. He just kind of broke into crumbs.
That's terrible.
Yikes. I think that just like the fish food and pellets or something. Yeah.
Because we had like different, like lizards, we had frogs, but a lot of the times we had to feed them with, crickets, live crickets.
Oh. Mm.
So you have to actually keep crickets as pets almost to feed the other animals.
So they're chirping all the time.
And when they get out, there's no sense trying to find it. It's somewhere in the furnace room or somewhere and it chirps all the time. You cannot find these crickets for the life of you.
That would suck.
Oh, I hated it. I hated it.
I had the most interesting pet I had in that aquarium was a tadpole because you got to watch it change to a frog, which was super neat.
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
Was super neat to watch that. But that's it. Just dogs and cats after that. I've put two dogs down and like was asked when I got the dog or when we had to put Biff down last week, are you going to get another pet? No. Family is done getting pets, but every family has said that. I know, but I don't want to go through that again.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, the cat, when that has to happen,
yeah,
that will not be an easy day. That'll be way worse than Biff.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hiccup. It's hiccup.
Trust me, I was there picking that one up.
You better have picked a cat that'll live forever, Dylan, or you're going to have a very sad dog.
I can tell by
to.
The silk.
Oh, yeah.
Silkiness of the fur.
Yeah, that, she's very soft.
She's outlived my cat, Jack.
Yeah.
She's outlived Biff.
Biff.
Chip the cat.
Oh, yeah. Chip was a cat at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's outlived everything.
Chip the cat is just out. He'll be back soon.
Yeah.
He just went on a little adventure. He'll be fine.
Yeesh.
He could be in somebody's house. He could have been picked up like a stray cat.
True.
That's what we tell ourselves.
That's what you like to think.
Should have had him chipped.
Yeah.
All right, Pigman.
No, we had tons. We had so many pets growing up. It was wild. I wanted to be, like when I was young, I wanted to have our backyard be a zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was very obsessed with zoos. I wanted to be a panda bear when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
That was like
when not a panda caregiver, panda bear.
What do you want to be when you grow up? A panda bear,
right.
I would say, because I thought I could. I loved animals growing up. And so mom hated animals.
Mm-hmm.
She was scared of dogs and she tried to make us scared of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think on purpose, but like she was just so scared of dogs. Like if she saw one on walking towards us where other parents would be like, oh, can they pet? Like she would grab us and move us to the other street.
Right.
Like she was so scared of dogs.
Like so, big dogs, little dogs,
anything.
All dogs. Okay,
anything that barked, she was scared of. And so, as kids, we wanted to have animals. And my brother, he was older, and he wanted more than anything to have an animal. So, Dad also loved animals, and he ended up getting Kurt the cat. Kurt the cat.
C-U-R-T.
Or K-U-R-T, not
okay.
sure.
Okay.
I didn't know how he spelled it. He all never right. told me.
Yep.
But we had this cat, and it was really, really nice. We all loved having this cat, and then he died. And we had to take him out and put him underneath a tree and carved his initials into a tree. And then after that, we each got our own cat. And there was Frisky, Garfield, you and Flower.
So you went from one cat to three cats.
Yeah, yeah. And these were all outdoor cats because mom wouldn't let anything inside. So it was like dad would let them in the garage.
Yep.
So we got Frisky, which was my brother's, Garfield, which was mine, and my sister had Flower. And those were our three cats. And then that wasn't enough. My brother wanted then to have a rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
So he got a rabbit, and the neighbor had a rabbit, so we thought it would be cool to let them play. Next
one
thing
was
you
a
know,
boy, one was a girl. Yep.
We had hundreds of rabbits in our backyard. And
it happens quickly.
Oh my God. We had like this big walk-in cage and hundreds of rabbits and three cats.
Like literally hundreds.
Hundreds. Yes. Hundreds. It was crazy. We actually had to get rid of them in the end because the dump wouldn't take, like the garbage guys wouldn't take all the garbage we had on a weekly basis because of all like the straw and all the rabbit poop. It was too heavy for them.
Oh my God.
So we had to get rid of it. And they ended up, farm, I don't know.
Yeah.
Right? That's where they ended up.
Go
ended
rabbits, up. You're
no.
free.
Right? I went to the pet store for food.
Yeah, possibly. You never know what happened with those guys.
Okay. Small little things.
And then we built a little lean-to, which was going to be like with the zoo, where we started, salamanders were in there, and we had fish in there. And that was an exciting little moment of our, again, outside. We weren't allowed anything inside. And finally, mom allowed us to get an inside pet.
Which was? Oh, right.
Franklin and Daisy,
mm-hmm.
which was my brother's budgie and my budgie. And the saddest story to this day is I didn't know that you had to feed a budgie.
So you starved your budgie to death?
Like so many times, like mom would say.
Both of them or just yours?
Just mine. No, because I didn't know the full rules, right?
So were like, they in the cage together?
No, they had separate cages.
Why. Okay.
We clipped their wings so that mm-hmm. they would sit on our shoulder, and I just loved having this thing around all the mm-hmm. time, and I thought it was awesome. But like, here's the thing. Mom put all responsibility. She didn't want to be near a bird.
Right.
She didn't want anything like that. But she would say, like, did you feed your bird? And I would say yes, but I didn't know how often. Like, she would just remind me when she thought about
it. Yeah, when we got home from the pet store, I sure did.
Right. Like, so I fed it, like, from time to time. And I just remember waking up one morning and just coming to the cage to go get him and get him to put on, get him on my finger and get him on my shoulder and then go watch some cartoons.
Just stiff as a board at the bottom of the cage.
And I just remember crying and my mom, like, laughing at me.
Oh, God.
Just being like, did you feed it? I told you you had to feed your bird. I was like, oh, my God.
How long did it last? Do you know?
It was, like, months. I was sad. Dad got a dog by accident because he was driving and he had the door open and a dog ran into.
And then that's it.
Right? Okay. And then the dog was in the garage.
Somebody's right now is looking for their dog.
Cute.
Yeah.
So cute. And so he had this dog that was adorable, but like dad didn't have the time or care to train it.
Right.
So like it would poop on something and make him mad. Mm-hmm. So he ended up giving the dog away. And then we started diving into going to auctions,
mm-hmm.
and we'd go to livestock auctions all the time. And I remember that I wanted a pig because they were adorable.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got four pigs for the price of one.
Mm-hmm. That's how I got four ducks.
Right?
I just wanted one
that
duck.
That was it.
That's
right?
it. Yeah.
We got four pigs for the price of one. And I didn't know that they weren't going to be family pets forever at the time. I just thought we were getting pigs.
Yes.
Then we found out like that the pig was going to feed us. And so I tried to have the best bond with my pig.
But your dad wouldn't let you name it, right?
No, because he was going
to
shoot it.
You want to be connected.
Right, he didn't want me to get attached to it.
So you knew that, when did you find out that your pig was not a forever pet?
It wasn't that long after, but it wasn't on day one.
Okay.
Like it was, and it wasn't at our house because we weren't allowed to have pigs in the town. So Pat Boyd, who is, I think, my dad's pot-growing buddy at the time. Like, I'm not sure, really.
Okay.
That's something shady going on there.
Okay.
Nice guy, though. I love him.
Yeah.
But we would go out there to the farm.
Oh, he kept the pigs at the farm. Okay.
And so we every 3 days or 2 days, we would go to the IGA,
mm-hmm.
and we would jump into the bins and take all, like, the lettuce and the leftover.
In the dumpster back.
Right,
out back.
In the dumpster.
Yep. Yep.
Whatever was good enough to eat, we would take home. And then whatever was like, I'm not sure if we're going to eat that, we would then take that to the pigs.
Right.
right? And so that was
Jesus Christ, what a life!
That was where we lived, and so we would bring it out, and we'd have
How
to feed the
food
pigs.
Did you take home from the garbage Lots. For the family?
Well, there was a lot,
really.
Yeah, but mom didn't know. That was our little secret because mom.
Like,
wouldn't
what
be
kind
okay
of foods were you getting from the dumpster?
Well, back in the day, so what they used to do, and it's really not that bad. I know it sounds bad. And I mean, in therapy, it doesn't come across great. Yeah. But like nowadays, they have the 30% off use today,
yes,
or the fruit that looks like it's about to go.
Yeah.
And they give a discount.
Right.
Back then, they didn't.
They just threw it out
in the dumpster.
Right.
And they would just toss it out in the dumpster.
So were you getting meats and breads and all sorts of stuff, or it was mainly produce?
I think Uncle Bill would get the meats because he didn't care, right? Uncle Bill just would spice it enough so that it wouldn't smell bad.
That's disgusting.
But it's just how we live.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay.
And so, but yeah, we did a lot of like the salads and like we would get, I remember getting like green peppers and stuff like that. We would, oh, this one's good. Let's take this one home.
Right.
We just kind of learned that way. Right. Like we,
and then if it wasn't good enough to go home, it would go to the pigs.
Yeah. Okay. I spent most of my life as a youngster in a dumpster. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, that's, dad was, taught us at a young age that dumpster diving was like the best way to get treasures.
Right.
And so we would dumpster dive for wood all the time and make crafts out of it. We would dumpster dive, like, we find old stereo equipment and start like piecing it together and stuff like that. And then I don't know how we made the transition to food, but eventually we did.
Mm-hmm.
And inside that IG, I remember the greatest things were the two greatest days ever where they threw out a case of chips. Like it was a case of chips that had just expired.
Yes.
But like the entire, like it was the mini bags and we never got them when we were young.
Like the Halloween box.
Yeah.
Kind of, okay.
And so we got those and there were so many. And then the other time when my brother and I found the porn in there.
Oh yeah.
Which was awesome because it was a VHS. We didn't know what it was. We brought it home. And we, I remember just putting it into like the family player and going like, whoa, I don't know if we should be watching this. And those were the two best memories I have of the dumpster.
Two best dumpster memories.
But there's a lot of good dumpster memories. Like sure. I got a bike from the dumpster.
Yeah.
I know one of my stereos came from the dumpster. There's a lot of good dumpster stuff. And like Uncle Bill used to love taking me because I was smaller, so it was easy for him to just throw me in the dumpster, right?
Yes.
And then, like, it was easy, like, because I was light, he could lift me out no problem. Because right. He was, like, a lot older than I was.
Sure,
at that time,
sure.
Getting into the dumpster wasn't easy.
Of course.
So I was just always, like, get to the bottom and try to find
And you were a good
treasure.
Little digger, right?
I was a good little digger. I loved it. I was, like, that was, like, it was fun growing up.
Dumpster Dylan.
Right? And so the pigs we ended up shooting them. But what happened was... And
eating them.
And eating them.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. And mom would complain because dad or Pat, and I don't know who, because they made me turn around for the shooting, but one of them shot and like they didn't shoot him well.
Oh, gosh.
Right. And so like what happened was he shot it, but the blood splattered inside of the pig.
God.
All of our pork had like little, it was like a polka dotted pork.
Yeah, that's not good.
Right, and like it wasn't like I don't think it was like bad for you necessarily, but it didn't look appetite. Mom didn't like that. But that was like that was I think the last time we kind of had a pet was the pigs.
Ew.
And then since then I just haven't messed around with having pets. I know my girlfriend right now, she is begging for a dog, and we've settled on, at least for now, that like 55 or 60 she can maybe get a dog.
When she's 55?
Yeah.
Dylan.
It's this ugliest little thing. She wants the ugly. She loves ugly dogs. Like loves ugly dogs.
What kind
the
of dog?
The little yappy ugly dogs that I can't stand.
But
that's what she wants.
You can get them like hair, like hypoallergenic.
That's what. Yeah, and that's what she's saying.
Yeah.
And right now, I don't have it in me. And so
which is 55?
55. That's a little with 15 years.
That's 17 the
years.
Arrangement you made? You're like, all right, tell you what. If we're still together and you're 55,
well,
you
no,
can get a dog.
I didn't make the arrangement. She made it with me, just saying, like, I don't give a crap. I'll just bring one home at that time. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Well, that's not very nice. But she really wants this ugly dog. And I don't want it. Because... listen to the trauma that I've had
There's
with all
trauma.
The pets.
But it's worth it for the love and the camaraderie.
But the thing is, and that's where you and I differ, is because we had a lot of pets, but nothing ever loved me. right?
Because you ate them.
That's part of the reason. But like, because they were outdoor. You can't love an outdoor pet the same that you love an indoor pet.
No, true. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Right? Like, because you pet them and then they walk away. Yeah. Whereas like, they're not going to bed with you. They're not cuddling on a couch with you.
They don't rely on you. They don't realize. They don't respect you.
No.
Right.
No.
Yes.
Like, the only time they care about you is when you tap that can.
Right.
When you tap the top of the food can, they'll come from wherever.
Or when they hear the car coming back from the dumpster.
Yeah, exactly. So that was, that's my pet situation. I mean, I've had fish kind of throughout the...
Fish, we've always had
right,
fish.
Right, like everyone's had the
dime
fish.
Dime a dozen.
Yeah.
It's not that exciting. I've always wanted to have the saltwater tank, which you guys have talked me out of many
so
times.
So much work.
But yeah, that's it as of right now. You say that about fish, but then you had a dog.
But that dog was a lot of work.
Right?
I think the novelty would wear off fish way too fast.
Well, and they have such good like 4K fish tanks now, on TV.
Yeah.
There's an aquarium channel.
Right, yeah.
And
yeah.
It changes every 20 minutes, by the way, to a different aquarium.
Brilliant.
So you get different kinds of aquariums. Yeah, good. It's way better. It's like having 10 aquariums at your house.
Yeah, exactly.
Why on earth would you want one aquarium when you can have 10?
I question the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my pet.
God, that's stories. Funny.
What about Pepper? Was it just your mom, or were you alive when she had the pet magpie?
Oh no, that was when my mom was young.
Oh, when she taught a magpie to talk.
Yeah, magpie damaged its wing and couldn't fly, and so my mom kind of nursed it back to pseudo health, but it was never able to fly again. So that my mom would they would keep it around, and it was an outdoor pet, mm-hmm. I think. But magpies talk. They're like parrots, and they can learn to talk.
They can mimic.
So it would repeat a lot of things. And the funniest part of the story is, like, it would say, like, good morning, Maggie. Good morning, Maggie. And so it would repeat, good morning, good morning. And then have a good day, have a good day. And my mom remembers the day that the cats or the dog or whatever got a hold of the magpie. And the dog was running off with the magpie in its mouth, and all they could hear was, have a good day, have a good day, have a good day. Like a panicked have a good day.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Who are you phoning? Are you phoning Melissa now?
No, I'm phoning my sister, because I want to see if my sister dumpster dived.
She must have, too.
Hi, Chelsea.
Yeah.
We're just on the podcast right now, and we're recording it, and we're just talking about childhood pets.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, did you dumpster dive a lot when you were a kid as well, or is that before your time?
Like, no, I don't think so.
You weren't, like, you didn't go with Uncle Bill and everyone?
He didn't throw you in the dumpster?
Right? You didn't do dumpster diving like we did?
No.
Okay. And you had do you remember what happened to your cat, Flower?
She died eventually. We had three cats.
Right,
to pick one.
Frisky, Garfield, and Flower.
Yeah, she just died eventually.
Okay.
She was the one that lived the longest, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Chelsea, are you as out, as cold as Dylan is about family pets, or do you have more empathy for pets?
I have a dog.
You do have a dog. Okay.
So what happened to your last dog?
We had to put him down.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah, I just had to put my dog down. It's awful, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I've seen your Instagram post. Yeah, so sad.
It was sad. So has Dylan always been like, I don't want pets in my life? Or has he always been that way?
Well, you were super allergic to cats, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we grew up with mom.
I don't know. No, he's more so now.
Yeah, yeah, right. Okay. Apparently he's told Melissa when she turns 55, she can have a dog.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's so long.
It's a long time away, but okay. Thank you. I was just wondering, because we were just reminiscing, and I remember all the dumpster diving we did behind the IGA and stuff, and I was just wondering if you ever were part of that or if we kept you away from that.
No, I don't think so.
Do you remember Pat Boyd and how crazy Pat Boyd was?
Yes.
Does that not seem weird now that you're an adult?
100%.
Love you, Chelsea.
Thank you.
Take care. Goodbye. I don't know what it is, but I love when your family validates and verifies your story.
Right, because it's just real.
I just love it, because they're all like, oh yeah, Pat Boyd was nuts. Yeah, we did a lot of dumpster diving. Right. Yeah, no, that was for the boys mainly, the dumpster diving. Oh man.
Oh wow.
All right, well, there it is. The right. It is funny that, like, of Robbie's got hawks as pets. I've got ducks and dried salamanders.
Oh, man.
And Dylan has a pig that he ultimately ate for supper.
So tasty. I mean,
who needs cats and dogs?
Bloodshot, but tasty.
Yuck.
Very weird. Sorry, guys.
I love the dumpster diving story, and I love Uncle Bill being very resourceful. Hey, you're little. You jump on in there and get everything.
Uncle Bill was the best. Although, if you met Uncle Bill, you'd be like, all right, that's a dirty old man in a van.
Really?
Oh, no.
And he always had the van with no windows. I was like, this is weird, man.
If you missed the information on the live show today, believe it or not, if you were planning or you weren't planning on coming to the Pepper and Dylan sidewalk sale, you might want to change those plans because we have a helicopter and we're giving away helicopter rides.
It's wild.
Tours of the city. It was took us all by surprise, but Ron is a helicopter pilot.
Is he real? Like, you're certain this is real?
Yeah.
It seems so weird to me that Ron would just come out of nowhere and say, hey, let's give helicopter rides. But that's awesome.
Well, talking to him yesterday, he likes to help out. He does stuff for, he loves to just help out for charity. And yeah, he's generous with his time.
So okay. For a donation to the Robbie Fund, you will get to enter to be drawn for one of two tours of the city in a helicopter. And that's not like, okay, you can arrange it and it'll be, you know, next month. He will have the helicopter. He will land it in the parking lot.
Maybe.
Behind us and then take off from the parking lot. It will happen in that moment.
Well, that's why I thought wild. It was so cool because he's going to be on site with a booth. He's going to be selling plush toys. Everyone who buys a plush toy is entered to win a ride in the helicopter. And it could be that afternoon. So as soon as you're done shopping at the sidewalk sale, you could be hopping in a helicopter for...
Don't you have to get clearance to just land
the helicopter? He said he's taking care of all of that.
Wild to me.
Yeah, he does, but he knows. Like, he's got everything. He's got it all.
This isn't his first chopper ride.
Okay, fair,
He knows what he's doing.
You just need permission to land it somewhere.
Well, you can land it in my house. I'm cool with that.
There you go. That'll be neat. Yeah, exactly.
Landed.
So that's a new feature being added to the sidewalk sale. And if you want a table at the sidewalk sale, we can you can reach out. Just text to 917-917, the word sale. You can do it at any time, and you'll get a link. And you can fill out.
Just go to Seeker. You can find it. Just look for a sidewalk sale.
And as always, our Wednesday podcast, Ask Us Anything. That was a request to inquire about different pets and animals that we've had. It turns out that Dylan had cats. He did have cats. He did have dogs. Yep, he did have a heart for those animals until, I guess, he started having to kill and eat them all. And he starved a bird to death.
That hurt. That was sad.
Favorite pet, Robbie, you had of all time? Was it Jack?
Jack is the only pet that I've owned myself as an adult, which I find crazy.
Which you didn't own. Like, didn't you just, like, someone left it at your house or something?
Yeah, a girl wanted me to watch it.
And never came back.
Never came back.
So you were cat sitting for somebody.
I was cat sitting and she never came back and she moved to Dominican.
What?
She was the seal trainer or something at West Ed. I'm like, oh, this is legit. Okay. Right. And then she just didn't want the cat anymore. She couldn't find a place that would allow pets and eventually moved to the Dominican or something.
That's crazy.
And then I had to bring Jack to the vet. And I remember this because it was a big dilemma. If I pay a vet bill, I get to keep the cat, right? I think we talked about it on the show.
That was right. Yeah.
Like if you're cat sitting and you are stuck paying the vet bill, that cat becomes yours.
Well,
right?
And if they moved away and didn't want the cat, I mean,
that's a more obvious one. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So Jack was my only pet as an adult.
Right.
But yeah, maybe Bob and Suzuki. Loved Bob and Suzuki. They were such good guys.
I love how you both say that my life reminds you of a sitcom.
Yes.
Yet I've got
all the time.
I work with a guy who, a seal trainer, left town abandoned her cat.
This is true.
And you're dumpster diving to feed your family and finding pornography and a bicycle. But I'm the one that's the sitcom household.
Yeah.
We all have our stories.
Weird times.
All right. We've learned that budgies need to be fed more than once.
Apparently, it's a daily thing. Just look out. Like, read the pamphlet before you get one.
Yes. Don't you just leave them a bunch of seeds and call it a day?
Apparently, once they eat those seeds, you got to refill them.
They need more. Yeah.
You don't say. It's a lot to
It's not a one and done situation.
I'm learning.
If you want to ask us anything, you can reach out in a manner of ways. Like I said, I got mine on Instagram. You can reach out to Robbie or Dylan on Instagram. Also, directly on the show. Email, whatever you want, and we'll bring it up. We'll put it in a little file, and you can ask us anything. And we'll do it every Wednesday.
You got it.
That's it. All right, Dylan, let's go lift this giant chair for you.
Come on, buddy.
It's putting me to work, Robbie.
Lift with your legs.
Thank you for listening. Ask us anything.
Pepper and Dylan. On Kiss.